Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach of Makos, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now 92.7 over in Hilton Island. And remember, the show is presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. Little glitch right here to start the show, but we're ready to go. And Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent. How are you? Well, I'm even better this morning because we're on location at a very special place.
That's right. You got it. Live remote.
Rocky's
New York Deli. It's breakfast with the Coach Makos at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. You just got to love it.
You got to love it. And it's not like New York. It is New York.
It's New York. Right.
If you have never had authentic New York, New Jersey food, bagels, knish, rainbow cookies.
Cannolis.
This is the place to be.
Black and white cookies.
Oh, I think we're going to have a feast here today, Carl. This place is absolutely amazing. And, Couldn't have asked for a better location. Breakfast with the Coach and Makos. We're here at Rocky's Deli. And like I said, it's New York style and it's legit.
You come by and say, yo, we might give you a gift certificate to come back here and eat for $20.
Heck yeah, it's worth it.
You just got to come in, say you heard us on the radio, heard us on the internet, heard us on your phone, because we stream live on the phone. We stream on the computer, but we are on your smartphone, the ESPN app. Go to Savannah Hilton Head. We're right there. All right, we're behind schedule. It's going to do this quick. We got a great show lined up. Of course, we'll start out with talking about local scores news. Then we're going to get to Fitness First with Makos and her guest from the Georgia Game Changer store, downtown Savannah, another Jersey guy with the Jersey girl. Okay, he's the store manager, great guy. His brother's making a little name for himself over at Jenkins High School as the football coach. We'll talk to not Jason Cameron, but Mark Cameron.
Yeah, I didn't realize his story, Carl, and I can't wait for our audience to hear.
Yo, if you listen to the podcast, which we podcast, I already interviewed this guy, but, you know, it's a great story. What I'm interested in is what they do on Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to discuss that, and Kelly and I took part in that this past Wednesday, and it was a good time. I'm a little sore from it.
Whoever Lulu is, they're giving out free clothes from under here, right?
Yeah, apparently.
So, is it Lulu?
Lululemon.
There you go, yeah. Lululemon. Hey, I only know one thing, Nike. Under Armour, Adidas, Keds, which you and Chuck Taylor's.
Yeah.
I don't know about Lulu. So
Lululemon, yeah, they're very prestigious clothing line.
Right.
So yes.
And then if we have time, we'll go to the coach with the Mel and Kel talking about sports. Then we're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna get the man himself from Malvern, New York. He's the owner of Rocky's of Savannah, New York Deli and Italian Catering. Bill Fasiccio. I'm excited to talk to him about how he got here, how he opened up the store. I think he used to work for McDonald's.
Wow.
And he finally said, you know, I'm tired of McDonald's. Let me start my own joint. So
he's done a good job with
it. Every month he's giving away a free lunch.
Yep.
Okay. So Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering gives out a free lunch. Go to ESPN Coastal. Sign up. My son's done it 3 months in a row. He hasn't won yet, I guess, because, you know, I can't twist no arms. I got to get my cousin Vinny down here with my, my Uncle Giuseppe and see what happens.
So. Yeah,
maybe they can convince a little mafia. Yeah. Mafia, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
All right, second hour, we got a great kid coming in on the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian. This guy is running all over the cross country. I think he's won 5 out of 7 races he's entered. His personal best is 16:54 or 16:46 in a 5K. Or 5,000 meters, whatever you want to do. But don't ask me about meters. It's not in English. I don't know it. Okay, and then, of course, we're going to wrap it up. We're not going to wrap it up. We're going to bring on the voice of Georgia Southern football. This guy's been in the color analysis for a long time. He played football there. He's got 3 national championship rings. He's out in New Mexico, but he'd offer to do this. We're going to talk to Terry Harvin.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him. I remember listening to him when I was covering Georgia Southern, my WTOC days. So I can't wait to talk to him and Georgia Southern is having a pretty good season.
Very good season. They're back.
Yes.
From what everybody's saying, they're back. All right, quickly, and then we'll wrap up the show with 3 out the door. All right, so scoreboard, Falcons won last week. They beat the Tampa Bay Bucks 34-29. Your man, Matty Ryan.
That's right. He had a really good game, 354 yards, made fantasy leaguers very, very happy, 3 touchdowns, and they did snap their 3-game losing streak. So that was a good thing for the old Boston.
Oh, is Matty Ryan on your team?
No, he's not. I have Tom Brady.
Okay. Ugh. I'll take Matty Ryan over Tom Brady.
At this point in the season, I would too.
Next up, Monday Night Football.
Against the New York Giants.
Bill Fisichio would want to talk about that, even though the Giants are even worse than the Falcons right now.
Oh, yeah, they're right.
I can't believe pro golf, the 2018-19 season has started. They're over in Korea at Jeju Island, okay? It's the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges. Brian Harman is tied for 43rd at 112 strokes behind the lead.
Yeah, and Gene Sauer's Champion Tour, they're still in their 2017-2018 season. And they are at the Dominion Energy Charity Classic in Richmond, Virginia. He's tied for 8th at 3 under, only 2 off the lead.
All right, local colleges from last week, football. Savannah State lost to Morgan State 8-11. I don't have a SCAD update. I got to get that for you, so let's skip over to the SCAD segment. All right, college football recap from last week and today's schedule.
Georgia Southern's at New Mexico. Georgia Tech, they are off. They did lose to Duke last week. They're 1-3 in the ACC, 3-4 overall. Georgia lost to LSU. Big shocker there. They're on their bye week, and they've got the greatest cocktail party.
You're not allowed to say that.
I'm not.
It's not politically correct. Oh, but sorry. It is the biggest and the greatest cocktail party in the world.
They're playing in Jacksonville against the Gators. So
high school football, go ahead. You take the Coastal Empire scores.
Coastal Empire. Beach gets a victory over Johnson, 36-22. Wayne County over New Hempstead, 31-20.
That was Thursday night.
Thursday night football, yes. Friday last night, Bradwell Institute falls to Richmond Hill, 23-19. Liberty County shuts out Long County, 54-0. Scriven County, one-point winners over Butler, 35-34. Calvary Day School shuts out Portal, 38-0. Windsor Forest shuts out Savannah High, 64-0. Claxton takes care of McIntosh County Academy, 24-15. Swainsboro, 15. Vidalia, 8. Southeast Bullock, that was homecoming for Benedictine. Benedictine pitches a shutout, 42-0.
It was 42-0 at halftime.
Oh, lovely.
So I guess they just ran the clock in the second half.
Yeah. Appling County, 41. Brantley, 10. Savannah Country Day, Savannah Christian. The Raiders take care of the Hornets, 23-7.
And that was ESPN Radio Savannah's Game Day High School Game of the Week. And next week, we're going to be seeing Country Day again as they take on Calvary over at Saunders Field on the campus of Country Day.
Oh, big, big game there. Ware County takes care of South Effingham, 35-0. Jenkins, Jason Cameron and company, the Warriors, 41-0 all over Groves.
41-0 at halftime.
Bullock Academy, 50. Trinity Christian, 20. Robert Toombs Christian Academy takes care of St. Andrews, 21-7. And Memorial Day School, victors over Gatewood, 35-26.
And they played home. The Road Warriors played home at Calvary Day School.
Finally.
You gotta love Calvary just, you know, helping out other schools that don't have fields so they can play there.
Yes.
All right, and I'll do the South Carolina. This is what I got quick. Buford Academy beats Palmetto Christian 74-34.
Is that a basketball score?
It's eight-man football. So.
Okay.
Okay, and then Bamberg Earhart beats Well Branch 28-7. Hilton Head loses to Buford 33-18. Bluffton beats Colleton County 34-31. Wade Hampton beats Ridgeland Hardyville 56-0. And May River, still undefeated. They beat, we got food in front of us. They beat Battery Creek 49-7. Well, that's our wrap. It's a quick intro because we got started late. We'll be up next with Fitness First with the Makos from Georgia Game Changer, Savannah, downtown on Broughton Street. They do have a store in Pooler. He'll talk to you about it. He's another New York guy, Jersey guy. Richmond Hill. What did I say?
Pooler?
Everything's cooler in Pooler.
No, it's not. It's cooler at Rocky's New York Deli.
But it's cooler in Richmond Hill at Georgia Game Changers.
That's right.
Sorry, Mark. It's been a long morning. I forgot the extension cord and everything else. Okay, buddy, you're going to hear some New York, New Jersey accent with this guy. You think I'm bad? He's even worse. It's the Coach of Makos at
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
No, we're having breakfast at Rocky's.
Oh, breakfast at Rocky's, New York Catering and Deli.
And we're on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, it's been a long morning already. Take us away, buddy.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
Oh, we're having a ball of fun. It's the Coach and Makos at breakfast at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering at 7630 Skidaway Road. Come by, say yo. We're going to enter your name in a little contest. You could get a $20 gift certificate or a food certificate. What do we call it, Melissa?
What? Is it gift card?
Is it a gift card, a gift certificate?
I don't
free
know.
Food?
It's food. Food.
I know. You're
it's
drooling.
Amazing.
You got your rainbow cookies. I mean, you're drooling.
I'm going to post some pictures of this.
How much exercise is you got to do now? Markel,
I feel bad
for you.
Well,
she's going to have 2,000 calories extra. You're going to be running all day, buddy.
Well, see, but here's the good thing is that I think we've burned enough calories this week to let us eat what we want. Because, what do you mean? This stuff is all fat-free, low-fat. It is. And you know what? We burned a lot of calories on Wednesday at our next guest, our Fitness First guest.
But first, remember, we're on ESPN Radio Savannah. It's presented by
Chatham Orthopedic Associates.
There you go. She's got it. You need a week off. You know that.
I do.
I know.
I'm going to have a week off.
I'm going to be solo next week because you got to go play in Massachusetts at Boston College.
Yeah, but the cool thing is we're going to have some. We're going to go to the Boston College Miami game. So we've got some things hooked up for some of our local athletes that are playing at BC and playing at BC Boston College. Not Benedict.
Oh, you're going to meet Colton Lichtenberg?
I hope so. That's the plan.
He's at Country Day. From Country Day, he's finally healed. He's kicking the ball again.
And then we got the kid from Miami.
Yes, DJ Dallas.
That's right.
So you're going to interview him.
We're going to try. That's the plan.
Let's try and Skype it.
That's the plan.
I don't know. It's game day. No, it's Friday night game, isn't it?
Friday night game.
It's a Friday night. Well, if you could hook it up on Saturday, we can try and Skype it.
We'll
I'll be in studio. I won't be doing a remote.
We'll see. We'll see what we can do, Carl. We're working on it. That was our plan. We try to do a 2-for-1, you know. Have some fun at the game and then get our...
Oh, don't invite me. I mean, why not three?
Why not? Come on.
Three of us will go.
Come on. Let's do it.
Like I'm going to be able to take off. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean. But anyway, we're having a lot of fun here. We're live at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. It's breakfast at Rocky's. Stop on by. Enter your name to get a gift certificate. But it's Fitness First. We're a little behind schedule here. I think we're running our mouth too much here this morning, Melissa. I guess
it's hard because
we got coffee now, we're ready to go.
We got Mark Cameron.
We got black and white cookies.
We've got Markel Blunt. We've got Coral DeMasi.
I don't care about Markel Blunt and Mark. I got cookies. I mean, and cannoli.
I know. I keep looking at that.
And this man who just dropped 300 pounds, he's looking at it like, I mean, he's salivating, but he's not touching it. I'm very proud of you. And joining us now live, it's Fitness First with the Makos. I'm going to hand it right over to you. And, of course, he runs the Georgia Game Changer store downtown Savannah on Broughton Street. I'm telling you, I went there Wednesday night. I made a guest appearance. I didn't work out like these two guys did, but I'm telling you, you got to check it out. It's unbelievable. It's down in the basement. It's really cool. I helped set up the yoga mats, but I didn't do it. But joining us now live, it's Makos with Fitness with Mark Cameron from Georgia Game Changers. Mark from Jersey. Meet Melissa from Jersey. You've already met. Here you go.
All right, Mark, we're so happy to have you on again. I know that you've told your story before with Carl at the Tunnel to Towers.
Yes, I did.
But I just love this story. I love
Thank
the story
you so much.
Of and I guess because Markel and I were running the Tunnel to Towers, I didn't hear your story. So tell us about your fitness journey.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on again, and I am super excited that you and the big guy, or the big dog as I call Mr. Markel, showed up on Wednesday night at our big event. I was getting there, and yes, we had a guest appearance from Mr. DeMasi, and yes, he was, for everybody who's listening, he did put the yoga mats out, and all he kept saying was, I can't believe you guys are going to fit all these mats in here, and they fit, and all 60-some-odd people did do yoga, but getting back to my story, yes, four and a half years ago, you're looking at somebody that was 350 pounds at one point.
Unbelievable.
Yes, yes. I say this all the time. I know this is a fitness first hour, and fitness is what got me to where I am today, but I did have one of the weight loss surgeries, which saved my life. I had the gastric sleeve in May of 2014, because even though I was young, I was having some severe health issues, all of my own making, to be honest with you. Italian family, loved to eat, wasn't exercising, working a job where I was sitting on my you-know-what, and my weight just got worse and worse in my 20s and into my early 30s, and I researched it, I took a shot, did the surgery, and then, you know, what I like to tell people, though, is weight loss surgery doesn't make you lose weight.
Nope.
It helps you. It helped me to eat less, and then I just took on walking, and from there, running, and I said this to Carl during the Tunnel of the Towers race. If you would have told me that I'd be managing a great running store and now running half marathons and maybe a marathon one day 2 years ago or even 3 years ago, I would have told you were crazy. So yeah, that's my story.
But I love it. I absolutely love it because you're right. You know, you can have liposuction. You can have, you know, you can do all sorts of things. They've got these like skinny and fit, all these things to help you lose weight without, you know, exercise and diet, you know, just to kind of get you started. But it's all about what you do afterwards. So talk about after the surgery, what you had to do to make sure that you, you know, you lost the weight, because I'm sure you probably had to lose weight before even going into the surgery.
Yeah, the morning of the surgery, I was 320 pounds, and the weight loss surgeon said to me, I would like for you to get to 180 pounds in 12 to 14 months. I got to 175 pounds in 10 months,
wow,
which was pretty crazy. And the first thing they basically said was just walk, walk, walk. After the six-week recovery period where I had to take things slow, just walk, go out and walk. And then I started walking every day, and I was going out on these long walks. And finally, it got to the point where my wife, Kelly, was calling me like, are you ever coming back? Like, these walks are taking forever. So then I just said, you know what, maybe I'm going to run now. I'm going to see how far I could run. And so I ran, you know, let's see if I can run 5 minutes. And then it was 10 minutes. And let's see if I can do a half mile and a mile. And next thing I knew, you know, a year later, I was doing a half marathon up in New Jersey. So,
well, what's really cool about that, Mark, is, you know, it doesn't just happen overnight. And
no.
I think the mental toll that it takes on you to go through the surgery and then the aftermath of it. What was your mentality like as you were going through this transition and this transformation?
Well, I mean, I was positive the whole time. Once I'm the type of person, I researched it. Once I researched it and said, hey, I'm going to do this, I need to get off all these medications, the blood pressure medication, the cholesterol medication, all these things that you think are the quick fix. Oh, the doctor's going to give me a pill and everything's going to feel great. Once I, hey, look, the famous Sherry Feathers from the Savannah Striders walking up. Isn't she the best?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We're saying hello.
Oh, yeah. Sherry Feathers, she does. She's with the Savannah Striders, and she's
I know
amazing.
Sherry well.
And everything that she does for our community and the running community. And, you know, we've got such a great community here of runners. And, you know, you as, you know, with Game Changers, you guys have really cemented yourself in our community.
Thank you so much.
Talk a little bit about Game Changers and how that came to be.
So our original store is in Richmond Hill. We've been open 6 years. It was founded by Sandra Elliott, a physical therapist by trade, as I explained to Carl. And her story is pretty amazing. She was told 10 years ago that she may not be able to run again. And she basically, through rebuilding herself with natural running, now is able to walk and run and do different things. And in her second career, so to speak, of after being a physical therapist, she decided to open a running store. And we have a beautiful 6,000 square foot facility in Richmond Hill. And then 2 years ago, we opened up downtown on Broughton Street, where you were the other night. And that store has really taken off and taken on a life of its own. Philip, the their partner, is my my partner in crime, as I like to say, downtown. And we've just decided to throw these big running events every Wednesday night, as many as we can. And the community just seems to really embrace it, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, it was really awesome. So Markel and I went out this past Wednesday night. And now you do what, once a month you do the the big event?
Yes.
But just talk a little bit about
that.
So
every Wednesday night we are there, and it's free to the community. You can come in, you can walk, run, or you can run. We have two routes, a three-mile route or a five-mile route, and that's every single Wednesday night. Everybody comes, we take a group pick, we go out, we do the run, everybody comes back, we set up water, recovery stuff, snacks, people hang out, they stretch in the store, and then eventually we close the store and go. And then what you came to the other night is once a month, once every couple months, I badger one of my shoe reps, what Philip and I do, to come in, and they're nice enough, which is really cool. You can demo a pair of their shoes on the run. So this past Wednesday, it was Mizuno. The famous Mizuno Mike, as we call him, was in the house. He gave everybody pairs of the Wave Rider 22 knit shoe. Everybody demoed it. And then with these events, as I like to say, we blow them up. So we do 8/10 of a mile run.
Yep.
You took part in some functional fitness stations with Jonathan Hathaway.
Love him. We've had him on the show. Lifestyle enhancements.
Isn't
another
he
great
the best,
story.
Isn't he? Yeah, and he's another one that started getting into this lifestyle for weight loss. He was a bigger guy in college and realized he was going in the wrong path. And now, I mean, geez, I wish I looked like him. He's unbelievable.
He's a beast, right?
Oh, my God. And so we do a functional fitness station with him in one of the squares, then in Forsyth Park. Then we run back to the store. While everybody's out on the run, Philip and I move everything out of the store. And like Carl said, we set up yoga mats. And we partner with, and they're right over there, Savannah Power Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa Tyson, who's also a Stroller Strong Mom. They're a great part of the
they're
running
my favorites.
Team. Aren't they awesome?
Oh, I love them.
Yes. And she comes in and she does yoga for 20 minutes. And then always afterwards, we either go somewhere close to the store on Broughton to support a local restaurant or bar, and we throw an after party. And we raffle off a whole bunch of stuff, as Carl was joking around about Lululemon, and I'll talk to you about them in a second. This past Wednesday, though, we actually did everything right in the store because Cora Physical Therapy came in, and they actually did a half hour of kind of like post-run treatments for all the runners that came.
Yeah.
And we raffled off about 20-something cool things for everybody that was there.
Well, I like the fact that you've got these shoe reps coming in and they're entrenching themselves in the community. Markel and I put on those Mizunos, and I told Markel, because he's not a runner, and so I told him that the running community here in Savannah is absolutely amazing. You know, like we just saw Sherry Feathers come up, And, you know, she's a Savannah Strider, and we've got, like, our Game Changer runners. And so I told Markel, I said, once you put on a pair of these running shoes from Game Changers, you're going to see the difference in your run from, you know, your shoes that you were previously wearing. And he felt the difference immediately. So being able to demo the shoes, that's huge.
Yeah, it really is. It's a cool thing. And what I tell everybody as far as running shoes goes is that's what we feel has separated us, why we've been a 50 best running store 3 years in a row, which is very hard to get. You come into our store, we put you through a full fit, what we call our fit process, a screening. We do things for about 10 or 15 minutes before we even pull a pair of shoes from the back. Then we come out with two or three pairs of shoes. You walk around in the store, you get used to them, you get on the treadmill, you run, and then hopefully you're leaving the store in a pair of running shoes. That's going to, you know, I said this to Carl when we were on Tunnel Tower. Shoes don't fix problems, but right. Shoes can create problems. So mm-hmm. If we can biomechanically get you in the right pair of shoes. And what's good about the demos is we've had customers say, I demoed a pair of shoes on your run, and I definitely want to try them when I come in and get fit. So that's helped us too, which is good.
Yeah, Markel and I were definitely sold. I already have a pair of Mizunos, but those have been a lifesaver for me with some of my injuries that I've had. So I even posted on Facebook that that's where I'm getting my next pair of kicks from.
I love it.
Now, your wife, Kelly, she is a softball coach over at one of the elementary middle schools.
Yes, Coastal Middle School,
In Savannah. Does sports run in your family?
It does. We're a sports fanatical family, so I'll make it quick because I know Carl's giving you a two-minute sign. So basically, I'm married to an All-American college softball player. I have a younger brother who arguably, and not because he's my younger brother, was the best athlete in our town growing up and played two sports in college and is now, as we know, the football coach down here at Jenkins. My father-in-law is a sports writer for the New York Post for 35 years.
Wow.
My middle brother also coached. So it's a family full of athletes and coaches and just a wild and crazy sports family. And if I could just say one more quick thing about the group runs, because Carl joked around about Lululemon. We don't give out free Lululemon stuff every Wednesday
yes.
night, because I don't want 10,000 women beating me up for free Lululemon tights, as I've learned.
Well,
they're very famous.
It's not just the women.
No,
like,
I know.
The men's clothes is
I
legit,
know. That
too.
Is true. That is true.
Lululemon stuff. And if it's for women, I'll wear it.
Yeah, of course. There goes Carl talking about wearing women's Lululemon clothes. But they have become one of my, if not my best partner on Broad. And they're always willing to give me something, an outfit or two, every event to raffle off, which is really, really nice of them.
Yeah, my CrossFit box, Steadfast, they have some Lululemon ambassadors and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're awesome.
It's an amazing store as well, and their clothes are second to none.
Yep.
Mark Cameron, thank you so much for coming on
the
show.
Hey, thank you. This is awesome.
You're the best. If you want to check out Game Changers, what's the address? Where can they go?
I got you. So two locations, Georgia Game Changers out in Richmond Hill, 8872 Ford Avenue. And my store, yes, not Pooler, Carl, and my store on Broughton Street, 221 West Broughton Street, and we are there every Wednesday night. Come down and get a run. And the next big demo run is Wednesday, December 5th, and it's with a company called On Running Shoes, which if you look them up, they are really blowing up in the running world, and I'll make that a big one as well.
Awesome. Perfect. Right. We will be there. I think you have some new partners on Wednesday nights.
I better. All righty. Thank
All
you,
right.
guys.
Thanks. That's Mark Cameron from Savannah Game Changers. And they've got two locations in Richmond Hill and one in Savannah. And the one in Savannah is on Broughton Street. And they've got group runs on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. You can head down to the store.
And they've also partnered with the ESPN Coastal 5K Diabetes Run.
That's right.
February
23rd. Yeah, Game Changers is really, it's funny because the ironic thing about Game Changers is they really do change the game. They talk about be in the game, change the game.
All right, I'm changing the game. You're out of here. We got to get out of here.
All right, we got to get out of here.
So, go ahead.
You're listening.
Finish up.
Oh, sorry. You're listening to the Coach and Makos, right?
Where are we at?
We're at Rocky's New York Italian Catering and Deli. We are live on remote, and you can listen to us right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos on the Call of the Masters Sportsport live remote. Breakfast at Rocky's with the Coach Makos. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. You hear it's New York? Well, it is New York. You got to come by. You got to try it. And great food. And the man that's running the place, we didn't know each other, but he grew up the next town over. A little younger than me, you know, better looking. He roots for the Giants, though. I don't know about that. So we'll talk about it. But just a great, great concept. Came down here with McDonald's. Realized that, you know what? I can do this for myself, too.
Absolutely.
So joining me live right here at Rocky's New York Deli, it's his place, Bill Fascicchio. Bill, pleasure having you on. Thanks for having us here. And, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's just great food, great pastries. You name it, you do it. And, you know, how'd you wind up in a place like Savannah, Georgia?
Oh, I came down for work here about 12 years ago, but I couldn't get nothing good to eat, you know. So I always had this in the back of my mind. And you know what we used to have up in Long Island. And just try to model something after that, and it seems to work so far. We're having fun.
I mean, it's kicking butt. I mean, everybody's talking about it. You know, it's not New York. It is New York. And, you know, as he says, forget about it, y'all.
Forget about it.
Great,
yeah,
great motto.
I tried to stay as authentic New York as possible, and the guys I got working here are you know, really embraced it, and it's a lot of, I mean, it's just so much fun, and now I can get a good sandwich around here, you know?
And, you know, you teamed up with ESPN Coastal. Rocky's New York Deli and ESPN Coastal make a great team. Office lunch every month so far.
Office lunch. The offices that have won free lunches, that boy, they loved it.
We have the Georgia Sinus and Nasal Institute.
And then Southern Dental just this week had a great lunch for them. They enjoyed it, and you know, they're glad they did it. It was real good teaming up with you guys.
And, you know, if you're in the area, you're in Sandfly, we're on Skidaway, 7630 Skidaway Road, right in that little shopping center before you get into Isle of Hope. Stop in, say yo, sign up. And you could get a $20 gift certificate for some food here at Rocky's.
Absolutely. We'd love to give one away. Yeah.
So, all right. So tell me the concept. I mean, there's no New York deli here. There's and, you know, New York delis and diners are the thing. And
Absolutely.
We have one diner here that's open 24 hours, but there's no delis.
Absolutely. And that's what we wanted to do. I mean, I remember the good pastrami sandwiches and the corned beef sandwiches that we used to get up in New York. We do that all in-house. We make that all from scratch in-house. The roast beef, some of the Italian sandwiches. I get the bread shipped in from New York. I get the bagel shipped in from New York. Again,
but they don't know where Franklin Square is, though.
Yeah, a couple people do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, I've never seen so many transplants in my life come into the store thanking us, and it's really good to see.
I mean, it's a great concept, and once again, you go to ESPNCoastal.com, click on the Rocky's New York Deli logo and Italian Catering, because you are in the catering business, too.
Oh, we do some of the best Italian catering around. You know, trays of chicken parm and pastas and antipasto platters. Do all that
lasagna.
Stuff. Oh, yeah, the best. Chef Nick, he's one of the best chefs I've ever seen, and he does some creative, really, really good stuff here.
And you have a Facebook page and a website?
Facebook page, www.rockiesofsavannah.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on all that stuff. So, you know, come and like us and, you know, take a look at what our specials are each week and you know, go from there.
You got to come and enjoy. Okay, question. What made you pick Savannah, Georgia? Well, you're like me. I made a wrong turn off of 95, so I never went back.
Yeah, Savannah kind of picked me. but I'll tell you, 12 years I'm down here, I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. And this is the perfect place for
it. And just like me,
now.
The family followed me. Your family followed you.
They did. My mom and dad are down here. My mom still makes the cookies for over here. And, I mean, you know, it's a family thing, so it's great.
All right, remember, every month, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering has an office lunch for 20. Okay, so you and your best paisans at work can eat like kings and queens. And tell me, you went over there to the Savannah Southern Dental. How did they? What was the atmosphere?
Oh, first of all, they were shocked at the sandwiches and some of the food that we brought. Nice tray, baked ziti. Some of them were pleasantly surprised. Some of them were, their mouths were watering since we got there, and they called to thank you, and they really enjoyed it. It was real good.
Well, Bill, always a pleasure. Thanks for having Melissa and I here.
Call.
You know, we got a Jersey girl with a New York guy, and we got another Long Island guy. Yeah, they got to say Long Island, you know, Long Island.
Long Island, yeah, so, absolutely.
But once again, a pleasure having us here, thanks for supporting ESPN Coastal. And, I mean, that office party lunch. I mean, my son's entered three times. You haven't pulled his name yet.
Yeah, we're working.
He's a little upset with me. He's been here a couple times for the bagels. So,
yes.
But once again, stop on by. New York, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering right here at 7630 Skidaway Road. Come by, say yo to Melissa, Markel, myself, Bill, and we'll sign you up for the $20 gift certificate. Come back and eat on the arm on Bill Fascicchio.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carl.
Pleasure. Thanks for having us. Well, next up, we got to wrap this up. We're starting to get back on track. We started a little late, but we're getting right back where, right here, breakfast with the Coach Makos at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, 7630 Skidaway Road. Come on by, say yo, sign up for a free, sign up to a chance to win a free gift certificate. We're not giving out more than one. So just stop by and say hello, and we'll be right back to wrap up hour number one. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hill. Ned, Cody, take me away.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hill and Head. And it's the Coach Makos Breakfast at Rocky's. That's right. Come on down. Breakfast at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, 7630 Skidaway Road. Come by, say yo, and to enter to get a $20 gift certificate for food here from Rocky's. That means you can have lunch, you can have breakfast. They don't do dinner. Lunch and breakfast. So breakfast and lunch and breakfast. But anyway, Melissa, you're getting your rainbow cookies chocolate all over my tablecloth.
Sorry, that was Cameron. Yeah, that's Mark Cameron messing with my rainbow cookies.
Yeah, well, you know, I know rainbow cookies are near and dear to your heart.
They sure are. And it's so funny, Carl, because, you know, growing up in the NJ, New Jersey, exit 131A, you know, what's really funny is...
what exit you off of?
You know, we ate rainbow cookies at my grandma's house. And so my grandmother, today is her birthday. But she died one day before she turned 95. Back in 2005.
Okay.
So I'm not going to do the math to how old she would be today, but yes, my grandmother was.
She would be 103.
100. Oh, good. Okay, you're a math person. Yeah, she was my.
Well, basic math.
Yeah, she's my rock. I mean, she. I when I grow up, I want to be just like her. And so the rainbow cookies, it always kind of brings a tear to my eye because her and my pop-pop would always bring us rainbow cookies, and they had like the whole like that box, that white box that you'd get them in, and I'd eat to the whole box. So. Yeah.
So if you're following us on Facebook, we're here at Rocky's New York Deli. It's supposed to be an interview with Bill Fasicchio, but we swung that to the previous segment due to the fact that we started a little late this morning. So we're going to go back to our original. Turn two with the Coach of Makos. We're turning two. We're going from the first game to the second game. We're going to turn a double play, the 6-4-3 double play. And Melissa, you're up first.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is a national point that everybody's talking about. What makes you a true fan? Do you follow a team or do you follow a player? In today's society, what makes you a true fan?
You got to be loyal. You can't bounce around. A true fan would be somebody like me. I always get made fun of for being a New York Yankee fan. I grew up with it. In the womb. I was born in March, and in the womb, my dad would be rubbing my mama's belly saying, you will be a Yankee fan. The Mets suck. You will be a Yankee fan.
You can't say that.
Well, you know, I mean, he didn't want me to be a Mets fan. And so literally in the womb during spring training, and, you know, my daddy would take us to, you know, Yankee Stadium. And every summer, my sister, they would put her birthday, you know, on the big screen because my birthday was in March. And so we'd go in the summer. I think it's almost like born in your blood. I don't necessarily think you have to follow a player, although that seems to be the path we're taking, especially if you maybe you're NBA. And I don't think you have to be in that city, but I really think you have to have some type of allegiance to said team.
Well, I have to agree with you, but now I'm finding out the younger generation, the millennials, tend to follow a player more than they follow a team, like LeBron James. That's why I brought this question up, because, how many people were Cavalier fans, Cleveland Cavaliers? How many people were Miami Heat fans? Now he's a Los Angeles Laker. How many are now going to become a Laker fan? And it seems like just like we don't have players that are loyal to a team anymore.
Nope.
You know, it's just like Derek Jeter and someone was just revelant that has been with the same team. Clayton Kershaw. I mean,
Kershaw. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's what bothers me. Don Mattingly with the Yankees.
Shipper Jones
with the Braves. I mean, so it really bothers me that they jump from one team to another. And
fans go with.
But it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the money now. It's not about being loyal. And, you know, back when Kurt Flood forced the onus issue that they didn't own you, that you had the right to go wherever you wanted to go. That's when it became a big problem. All right, question number two. We're at the end of high school football season. What has impressed you most about this year's high school football season? In Savannah, Georgia.
I think it's how the Savannah, Georgia teams beat up on each other. You know, one week this team will beat a team that they're expected to win, and then the next week they'll lose to a team that they were expected to beat. Did I say that right?
Yes.
1 week they would beat a team they were expected to lose to, and then the next week they would lose to a team they were expected to beat. I think there's just a lot more. There was a lot more of that this year. And also, I think, you know, it's like the same teams are at the top. You know, your Benedictines. I like what Jenkins is doing this year. I really would like to see some of these teams that, you know, haven't really had a lot of success. Be successful. And I think, I don't know, you don't want to ask me, but I think they need to do with the schools because, you know, that's my daytime job.
Yes.
But
we're not moonlighting either,
no,
like Dr. Levitt found out last week.
Yeah, we did have Dr. Levitt on. We talked to Dr. Levitt last weekend at Don Baker's Leadership Academy. And I think that's what it is. And I can't believe it's over.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got 2 weeks left to the regular season. Teams are jockeying for playoff positions. We'll give you the results from last night in the second hour at 10:03. Also, we got a lot of volleyball on, which we neglected. I am not neglecting the girls. That will be the first thing we talk about, all the volleyball games going on. And once again, it's the Coach and Makos. Breakfast with the Coach and Makos at Rockies, New York Deli and Italian Catering at 7630 Skidaway Road. Come join us. We got the Player of the Week coming up next in the next segment. We got the voice of Georgia Southern Eagles, Terry Harvin. They're the only team playing today. Once again, we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. We'll be back at 10:03.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. It's breakfast at Rockies. Rockies, New York Deli and Italian Catering, 7630 Skidaway Road, right here in Savannah, Georgia. You like pastrami, you like roast beef, you like Italian cookies, you like cannolis, you name it, the man's got it. You want to come and get the Ebbets Field sandwich? I mean, there's so much. You got to go up there and look at the menu. But once again, Rockies, New York Deli and Italian Catering has an office party once a month. Mm-hmm. You go to ESPN Coastal, you sign up. He picks a name from his mixing bowl, and he comes and brings you. So far, we have the Georgia Sinus and Nasal Institute and Southern Dental have won. He's doing it again next month, so get in on it.
And your schools, not just offices.
Everybody.
So have your school register. Go to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on Facebook, and every week Carl posts a video about it, and you could register. And, I mean, seriously, Carl, you cannot go wrong with Rockies Deli and what they make. There's something for everybody. And we know Mark Cameron, who we had on from Game Changers, is going to go home.
Come here, let me wipe that rainbow cookie off your mouth.
Yeah, seriously. I'll eat all of them. Do I really have rainbow cookie?
No, you know. It's all over my tablecloth,
right,
but that's okay. But Mark Cameron did that. We'll let him go.
I'll have Markel watch it.
So.
So Mark Cameron from Game Changers is going to bring home a bag of bagels. So Bill Vesicchio, who is the owner of Rockies,
is from New York.
New York Deli and Italian
from Long Island.
Like he'll make it happen for you. And so I you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong here.
All right, hour number two. We got the first hour underway. We got everything going. We're back on schedule. And remember, we're going to talk to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week right after the opener to the show. So of the second hour. So we're going to talk to Grady Kopic, cross country runner at Savannah Christian. He has won 5 out of his 7 races, and I think the worst he's run is 5th, and he ran it with his best time at 16:46.
It would take me 16 minutes to finish a mile.
It would take me 48 minutes to run a 5K.
this kid's amazing.
He's amazing. And he's only a junior.
And I love that we are having a cross-country athlete on, Carl, because a lot of times
Melissa, you're talking to me.
I mean, you're so good at local sports.
You got to give credit to where credit is due. I love football. I love basketball. I love baseball. I'll stay in front of a TV. But there are other sports out there, like the girls' volleyball. There's so much to talk about. So, all right, let's get going. We're going off tangent here.
Okay, sorry.
Then we'll talk with the Georgia Southern color analyst. He's been there forever. He was a 3-time national champion with Eric Russell, Terry Harvin. That'll come up at 10:30. So let's get going, and we'll take 3 out the door with. We got to get the man on. We haven't got him on yet. Markel Blunt.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to the scores. You could start off with, of course, we are your source for. Oh, don't forget the Hawks already started too. We haven't
given
Hawk news.
Oh yeah.
We are your station for the Braves, the Hawks, the Falcons, and UGA sports, football, basketball, baseball. So we're going to start right away with the Falcons.
Oh, Matt Ryan, Boston College alum, threw for 354 yards and 3 scores. The Falcons finally snapped that 3-game losing streak. They beat the Bucks last Sunday, 34-29. in Jameis Winston's return to the field, to the gridiron. And so glad for the Falcons to finally get that monkey off their back, get that, that three-game losing streak snapped. Up next, the Giants, the New York Giants.
Monday Night Football.
We ready. Yes.
Good. 8:15, and it's in the ATL at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
The MBS.
So,
Mercedes-Benz.
All right, pro golf. I can't believe they've already started the 2018-19 golf season, PGA Golf Tour. It had just ended. Okay, but we're starting it again, and Brian Harman is at the CJ Cup and Nine Bridges in Jeju Island in Korea. I'm getting texted at 2 o'clock in the morning what Brian Harman's doing. I'm saying, where the heck are they? They're in Korea.
Wow.
So he's tied for 43rd at 1-under. He's 12 strokes off the lead. And then, of course, Gene Sowers is still doing the 2017-18 season tour. They haven't done the Charles Schwab Cup tournament yet, so...
Yeah, he's at the Dominion Energy Charity Classic in Richmond, Virginia, and he's right now tied for eighth. He's 3-under and only 2 strokes off the lead. So we're rooting for you, Mr. Sowers.
All right, take us to Savannah State, right, local colleges.
Savannah State played last week at TA Wright Stadium. They lost to Morgan State 18-11. They're on a bye week, and guess what? It's homecoming.
All right, you've been here for many years. Tell them what happens down around this area for homecoming.
Oh,
you can't drive down here.
The barbecue, the food, the atmosphere, the orange, the blue. It is lit. And they get crunk. And they get hype. It is a huge party out here. And then they play a football game. It's amazing. It's a really good time. And I'm excited for the Tigers. You know, they're having a better season this year than they were last year. And I'm excited for homecoming next week. And, you know, hopefully they'll be prepared and be ready to show out on the gridiron when they take the field again.
Yeah, it was a tough week last week. I was there. And once again, the party is going to be at TA Wright Stadium. The party is more in outside the stadium than it is the stadium. So you got to come watch that. At SCAD, I mean, they got a load of sports that really people don't really follow unless you're involved in it. They had cycling today. They're at the Mountain Bike National Championships in Mizzou, Montana. Then tomorrow, they're at Hardeeville for the cross country, the Sand Shark Invite. That's the University of South Carolina Buford Sand Shark cross country meet. So you name it, they got women's soccer going on. They took it on the chin yesterday, 6-0. So once again, SCAD, a local college. Yes, they don't have football, basketball, and baseball, but they do have other sports that we need to follow. Equestrian, we got to go out there. We got to take Markel out there when his daughter comes in town. I mean, she's a big equestrian.
She sure
athlete.
Is. Yeah, his youngest daughter, Bella.
We got to bring her over there.
She's won some. Horse tournaments, however you call it.
Part of your family's Italian?
Yeah.
You know what Bella means, right?
Yeah.
What does Bella mean?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yep.
So,
Carl.
I'm just, as long as you're not called Douze Brute, which means very ugly, you're fine.
No. I mean, I've
one day
before.
Bella, you know, one day. Yeah, my grandmother would always call me that, so, but anyway. All right. We're talking about high school football. Let's get this out of the way because we got to give some love to the girls.
Yes, yes, yes. So high school football scores from week 10.
And she is going to do Coastal Empire starting with Thursday night games.
That's right. Beach gets a victory over Johnson.
They're in a shot for playoff.
36-22. Those Bulldogs, the blue and gold. Wayne County takes care of New Hempstead, 31-20. Last night on the gridiron, Bradwell Institute falls to Richmond Hill, 23-19. Liberty County all over Long County, 54-0. Scriven County, a barn burner over Butler by 1 point, 35-34. Calvary Day shuts out Portal, 38-0. Windsor Forest all over Savannah High, 64-0. Claxton takes care of McIntosh County Academy, 24-15. Swainsboro, 15. Vidalia, 8. Benedictine takes care of business on homecoming. They beat Southeast Bullock, 42-0. Appling County, 41. Brantley County, 10. Big game, Savannah Christian versus Savannah Country Day. This was your NMarket ESPN game of the week. Savannah Christian takes care of the Hornets, 23-7. South Effingham falls to Ware County, 35-0. Jenkins, big win over Groves, 41-0. Bullock Academy takes care of Trinity Christian, 50-20. Robert Toombs, Christian Academy over St. Andrews, 21-7. And Memorial Day School in the victory column, 35 over Gatewood, 26.
Played at Calvary Day School. You got to thank Chad Griffin and Calvary Day School Administration for letting schools use their field when they're not home. Low Country, South Carolina scores right across the bridge. Now, this is eight-man football, not basketball, but Buford Academy beats Palmetto Christian 74-34. 74-34, that's right. Bamberg Earhart comes in and beats Whale Branch 28-7. Hilton Head goes over to Buford and loses 33-18. Bluffton goes up to Colleton County and beats them 34-31. Wade Hampton comes in and beats Ridgeville-Hardyville 56-0. Battery Creek goes across the bridge, goes to May River, and loses 49-7. All right, Georgia High School volleyball is going on. Softball, we only have one team left. They made it to the Elite Eight. We got to give a big shout-out to former Memorial Day alum Chuck Smith, who's coaching the Lady Mustangs, South Effingham Softball. They're in the Elite Eight. They'll play in Columbus next weekend, 25th to the 27th. They're the only team left. Volleyball. Okay, listen closely. In Class AA, Single A, Country Day is taking on Eagles Landing. Strong Rock is taking Calvary tonight at 6 o'clock. Strong Rock is playing Calvary at 6 o'clock. St. Vincent's is on the road. They're taking on Trinity Christian at Holy Innocence. Savannah Christian's on the road at Mount DeSales in Macon. They're taking on Landmark Christian. Then we go AAA. Islands is up at Pace Academy. They're playing Redan. Then they'll play another match after that if they win, probably Pace Academy. All right, hosting. Savannah Arts Academy is hosting Hendrick. They play Hendrick, but Johnson and Pike will be there. Sorry, let me take that back. Johnson is on the road at Pike County, okay, at Harts County. Windsor Forest is taking on Westminster at the Arts Academy. And Savannah High travels to Southeast Bullock to take on Jackson, okay? In 5A, South Effingham is at Stars Mills at Harris County. In 6A, Effingham County is taking on Creative School at Drew High School. Oh, man, there's so much going on. And I just told you about softball. South Effingham's the only one left. And this is a segue into our next case. The cross-country region schedule ended yesterday. Next week, on October 27th, it'll be the region area cross-country meets, and then the state championships will be on November 2nd, 3rd at Carrollton High School. And our next guest is an excellent, one of the best cross-country runners in the area. He's won 5 out of his last 7 races. He was second team Savannah Morning News cross-country team last year. He's definitely going to be first this year. And, yes, he's from Savannah Christian, joining us in the next segment. So stay tuned, because it's the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian, cross-country runner Grady Kopic. Okay, you got me going now.
Sorry.
You're listening to Coach Mako's Breakfast at Rocky's New York Deli, 7630 Skidaway Road. Come by, say yo, enter the contest to get a free $20 gift certificate, all the food you can eat for $20, and we're right here. We'll be right back at this with Grady Kopic from Savannah Christian.
Now, back to the Coach and Mako's on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Mako's. We're at breakfast at Rocky's New York Deli, live remote. New York Deli and Italian catering. Come by, say yo, sign up for the $20 gift certificate, and you can get some delicious food. And we're at probably my favorite part of the show right here is that was when we bring on the good kids, kids that have done something special. This young man has been burning up the cross-country course. I mean, what can I tell you? He has been in 9 races, and he's got 6 first places, right?
Yes, sir.
And he's burning up the course. He ran his personal best at the Hill on Wheels Fishy invite?
Yes, sir.
Okay, at 16:46, but he finished in 5th. So he had some pretty good competition, I guess.
Yes, sir.
So, and this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian, cross-country runner, only a junior, Grady Kopic. Grady, thanks for coming in, and I know we're sitting in the sun, but once again, people have been telling me about you all throughout the season. I've been following it. Savannah Morning News, you know, every time I turn around, you're winning something. Just a phenomenal season.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
I mean, cross country, a lot of people, you know, it takes a lot. You know, it's physical, but it's mental. I mean, when did you start realizing that you wanted to be a runner?
Towards the end of sophomore season last year, it was everything was getting pretty serious, and our coaches were really pushing us, and I really started to enjoy it and become more determined in it.
What do you like so much about it? You're enjoying it.
The mental aspect, I mean, just pushing farther than everyone else, and our coaches really help us with that, and I really enjoy just pushing my hardest.
All right, and you've met my co-host, Melissa Mako's, and she's the fitness person, so she'll be more interested in the next question about what you do to get better.
Yeah, so your parents were telling me that you were into every sport, and then you found cross-country. What made cross-country your niche, so to speak, in athletics?
It was just harder. It gave me the most fight out of every other sport I've done, and it just really pushed me to be my best, and it took the most out of me, so I enjoyed the fight with that, I guess.
So what's your workout regimen like? You know, I asked what you do, where you run. You said you run around your neighborhood, but what else do you have to do to make sure that you stay in top physical condition for these races that you compete in?
Our coaches really help us. We do 6 days of running, and we take Sunday off. We do every other day is a hard day, and then we do a workout on those hard days with a track workout or cross-country workout. And then on the easy days, we do long runs from 45 to 60 minutes, and then a lot of cardio, a lot of sit-ups and push-ups.
Did you hear that? He said, yes. The easy days are long runs. Define an easy day. That might be our hard day. What's an easy day like?
Just running in the trails with a team and kind of like team bonding and running through those trails for an hour or so.
So you talk about team bonding. You know, most people don't think about a sport like track or cross country as being a team sport, because you are running for your individual time, but you can also come away with some team victories. Talk a little bit about that team ambiance and that team atmosphere and that team chemistry you guys have over there at Savannah Christian.
Oh, it's the best. I've met some of my best friends there, friends for life. They're great. We train all the time. You come really close with just the girls and the guys on the team, and everyone's really close. And even though you're going for individual times, you really just work as a team at the end of the day, even though it gets competitive.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos. We're at a live remote breakfast at Rocky's, New York Deli. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week from Savannah Christian Prep, junior cross-country runner, Grady Kopic. So you talk about the team. Did you have any, like, personal goals when you came in? Because I was reading Miles Split. I'm a junkie. I'll follow any sport. And you were ranked as one of the top junior runners in the state. So what have you done? What goals have you set for this year?
Honestly, I've learned from a lot of runners. It's good to have goals that you can meet, but I've set a lot of unrealistic goals. I wanted to run a 16 flat, because even if you don't hit those goals, you're still making progress, and a 16 flat would be something great I would like to do by senior year, but I set it for this year just to see how close I can get and how far I could go.
Well, right now your best is, like I said before, 16:46:32. You finished fifth at the Hill on Wheels Fishy Invite. Where was that at?
That was in Richmond Hill, and we had some 7A schools there that were really good, and they've won some really big titles, and it was great to run with those guys. They really pushed me to get a big PR.
Now, my question to you is, you run in Savannah, Georgia. It's flat. Savannah means plains, okay? It's flat. You got to go to Carrollton, which I see that you have visited. You did the Carrollton Orthopedic Invitational. You ran that in not bad time, 17:48. Tell people the difference about running cross-country here in Savannah versus where you're going to go run the state meet at Carrollton.
A huge difference. Our times are about 45 seconds to a minute off just because of those hills, but it's a great workout for us, and it's a great experience.
How do you train for the hills while you're in Savannah?
Just a lot more reps than everyone else, I guess. We put in a lot more. We try to do a lot more work with that, but we try our best with the flat ground.
Do you prefer a flat trail, or would you like the trails and the mixing it up a little bit with some hills in between?
Definitely flat ground.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you grow up? Sorry, I kind of switched gears. I was going to ask you where you wanted to go to college, but do you see yourself, you know, being a competitive runner as, you know, you matriculate through your education and your academics and going to college and stuff?
Definitely in college, but after that, I'll just see how far it takes me. But at the end of the day, I know I can't do this forever, so probably something with business or just something that I enjoy.
And, you know, I'm going to jump back to a question before that. Now, you're all right. I mean, that's the educator in you. Tell us about Coach Coulter. I mean, she's been doing this for a while at Savannah Christian. I had a daughter on, Jen. She was another Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week because of her cross-country powers. Is that what that word? Prowess, okay? So I just had to pronounce it right. I know. We're messing up words left and right here today, but don't take it from us, okay? So tell us about Coach.
She's the best I've ever had. She coached at Auburn and ran at Auburn. She's Coach Bernadette and Coach Patterson. They're all there for me. But she just pushes me the hardest that I've ever been pushed and makes me realize that I can go further. And she's really trained me for this sport the best that anyone ever could. So she's definitely the best, and she knows what she's doing.
Now, you can't be where you are without familial support. I see your parents are here supporting you and everything like that. What have they meant to you in your running career and helping you get to where you are right now?
Oh, they're great. They help me all the time. They just instill that hard work ethic in me and put me in a place where I can succeed with the people I need to be there. And they've been just the biggest part of this too.
And Savannah Christian, that's not, you know, that's no slouch when it comes to academics. How do you balance the education with the athletics?
I'm not the best student at all, but the teachers really helped me out a lot too. Just a lot more tutoring and you just got to get your priorities straight sometimes and put academics ahead of athletics, even though it's your passion's athletics. But the teachers, coaches, everyone there is always on top of you about your grades, so you'll definitely get there.
All right, so one of the last questions I'm going to ask you, okay, so you finished the region meets, they're done, it was had to finish yesterday. 2 weeks you go to the region area or sectionals, right?
Yes, sir.
Where is that being held?
It's in Macon.
Okay, and how do you think you would, how are you going to finish in that area?
I'm hoping to do towards the top of the pack. I definitely want to come out with a victory, but I would like a PR there too, right before state, but just going into this race with the mentality of I want to do the best I can.
All right, now I'm going to throw you under the bus here. I didn't give you this question. Tell us about your teammates. Tell us about the girls' team and the boys' team. You guys are having a phenomenal year. I was at the Saucony Invitational where Savannah Christian won everything. Tell us about that.
Oh, they're great. They're my best friends. We always try our best, and sometimes it just gets a little more competitive. But even though at the end of the day, after the races and the practices, we all just come back together, even though it's hard sometimes. But we're all competitive. We all have that mentality. But at the end of the day, we push each other to be the best that we can.
Who pushes you the most on the boys' team?
Ooh, Daniel Harvey by far. He's one of my best friends, and he's right up there with me. And he's been ahead of me for 2 years, and he just really helped me to push to be the runner that I am. He's a great friend.
Senior? Junior?
He's a senior.
Okay, so you got to take the leadership role next year.
Yes, sir.
So, well, we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully you'll bring back that gold medal from the cross-country meet, state cross-country meet up at Carrollton. But for your really what you were nominated for, I'll tell you right now, it was your Ebenezer – not Ebenezer. Which one was it? I'm trying to find it. Here it is. The Savannah Christian home race where you ran on September 18th, where you finished at 16:53. So it was a great job. And like I said, I think 9 races, you got 7 first. That's why you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for October 20th. Grady Kopic from Savannah Christian Cross Country. Good luck. We hope to have you back with a gold medal.
Thank you so much.
All right,
really
stay right here. We're going to finish it up. You deserve it. Believe me, you deserve it. And once again, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. And Melissa, you want to do what?
Throw things against the wall.
Which she can't because she's always complaining in her back. Well, if you go to Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, and, of course, lead a less painful life. Dr. Bart Wetherington is located in 2 locations, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street. So make a plan. Visit the doc. He loves sports. He loves athletics. He'll be more than happy to help you. And it's all at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic. Next up, we're going to talk a little Georgia football, Georgia Southern football, with the voice himself. The man's a 3-time national champion punter. He also has been the voice of Georgia Southern for the longest time. He's on the Georgia Southern Radio Network, and that's Terry Harmon. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Coach of Makos live at Breakfast at Rockies right here on
ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head.
We'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos Breakfast at Rockies. That's right, the Coach and Makos. We're having breakfast at Rockies New York Deli, 7630 Skidaway Road. Stop on by, say yo, sign up for some free food, for a gift certificate, a $20 gift certificate. Come back in and get some food, and it'll be, It's worth you coming in and saying, yo, sign up, Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, the food is amazing, and they've got something for everybody, and it's just, you know, after we're done getting off the air, I know Markel and Mark Cameron they've already had their breakfast, and they might have a second breakfast when they, you know, but I know I'm having my breakfast when the show is over.
Well, we got to thank this next guy, because he's hanging out in New Mexico. The Georgia Southern football team is playing New Mexico State tonight at 6 o'clock. I don't know if that's Eastern time or Central time, wherever it may be. But this man, I mean, if you haven't met this man and listened to him talk, he is inspirational. I've watched him. I've listened to him. My son has played at Georgia Southern. He's loved this guy, and he's the voice of Georgia Southern football. He's been the consistent voice for I don't know how many years. He also so is a former Eagle player. He was a punter on the national championship team 1986, 89, and 90. He is the football color analyst with the Georgia Southern Radio Network. He's joining us live on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, the voice of the Eagles, Terry Harvin. Terry, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Carl, man, my goodness, I think you're hired. I need you to travel with me.
Hey, Terry, I'll be honest with you. We've met a couple of times, shook hands, and never really talked, but I'm telling you right now, when I listen to Georgia Southern football, I listen to Terry Harvin, and I know I'm not saying that because I'm talking to you right now. My son loved you, if you remember Russell Demasi, and we have that segment when he scored that touchdown with you saying what a great kid he was, and I mean, I just love listening to you and follow Georgia Southern football because now I'm true blue, but you do a great job year in, year out.
I appreciate you a lot, Carl. Thanks for having me on. I was excited yesterday to get the phone call that I was actually going to be on your show. I was pumped, and I said, Carl Demasi, really? Oh, you got the son's the baseball player, the football player, you know, the whole family. It's just fantastic, and I appreciate you, especially over there in the Coastal Empire, and Savannah's a great area, and all the way down to Brunswick. I appreciate you guys covering sports. To me, sports talk radio on the radio seems to be a dying breed, and it's good to have local sports still continue to be talked about, especially at the high school kids getting some attention. You got the football last night. No doubt there were some great ball games going on over your way.
Well, I twisted this young lady's arm. You may remember her back in the WTOC days when she was a sports anchor, Melissa Makos. She's teaching now. She turned the microphone in to be a teacher, but I got her to come on the weekends to do radio, and she's been a big Georgia Southern follower. She really is an Eagles fan, true in heart, but it's Boston College, not Georgia Southern. But she's followed you just as much as I have. Melissa, Terry Harvin.
Terry, it's nice to talk to you. I loved Georgia Southern football when I first moved to Savannah. Dal Kennedy entrenched me into Eagle Nation, and ever since then, it's all about the Eagles.
It's pretty easy to do when you're with Dal Kennedy, isn't it? I mean, you
no doubt about that.
Blue, he's amazing, and we went to school together, and then of course he started his broadcast career right afterwards. And he's just done a fantastic job. You talk about somebody who is a familiar face and voice for the folks of Southeast Georgia, especially around that, you know, Chatham, Bullock County, Evans County area, Liberty County. That's Dal Kennedy for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you're listening to Coach Makos on ESPN Radio Savannah. We're talking to the color analyst from the Georgia Southern Radio Network, Terry Harvin. All right, Terry, you've been there forever. Three national championships. How long have you been doing the color for the football games?
I can't believe they let me do it each year, to tell you the truth, Carl. I've enjoyed doing it since 2006. Can you hear me okay, by the way?
Yeah, we got you.
You got me fine? Okay, great. Since 2006, it started with Chris Blair's first year. And Coach Brian Van Gorder was the coach. And that was our first year starting, 2006. And, of course, it's been an interesting ride, to say the least. We've been through a few head coaches. We've had some amazing ups and a few challenges that we'd like to forget, I'm sure. And I just got to see my old radio broadcast partner, Chris Blair, last weekend, by the way. We finished playing Texas State on Thursday night. Chris invited me over to Baton Rouge for the Georgia ball game, and I got a different experience. I was actually on the sideline and didn't have to broadcast, and it was an amazing thing. The 102,000-plus screaming fans and 100,000 people outside tailgating, and it kind of gave me a little bit of a taste of what to expect, because Georgia Southern, you know, goes to LSU next year, opening day,
yes,
the Labor Day weekend.
It's something else. So now you've been part of this tradition. What has Coach Lunsford brought back to this program that has been missing for the last couple of years? And we know the previous coaches have tried their hardest, but there's something about Chad that has changed the culture over there.
The easy answer would say winning, right? Everybody talks to us about Georgia Southern tradition, Eagle Creek, the uniforms, you know, the whatnot. Winning has always been the tradition, right? Sorry, I'm at the airport, and the plane's about to... I can hear the plane about to go over my head, so I apologize for the noise. The winning. But what he also has done is bringing back the passion. One of the things that Coach Irk Russell had is, you know, the players would run through a wall for the guy, right?
Yep.
And he had this special bond with the players, which is what I think a coach should have. He didn't berate us. He didn't cuss us out. He didn't belittle. He treated you, you know, you're one of his soldiers, one of his players. You wanted to play for him, and he had a way with his words. Chad seems to have some of that, and that the players really would run through a wall for the guy. He's very humble. But what he's done, I think, in particular, is put together a very good coaching staff. One of the things Coach Russell used to talk about with our teams back then was we didn't have great players. We had good players who played great together. Coach Lunsford has done a very good job of getting these coaches, the assistant coaches, and the players and the support staff, and they're all playing good together. They're fitting in together. And really like that, and he's letting his coordinators and his coaches coach. That seems to be the biggest thing that I can see so far from Coach Lunsford. And he's got an awful lot of speed, especially like that Kennedy kid out of Savannah, Benedictine. Wow. He's amazing.
Yeah, Wesley's pretty good. So, Terry, you know, this is why they pay you the big bucks, because you are an amazing analyst. What do you think has, other than the great coaching and winning, contributed to the wins this year? I'd say going back to the triple option, because when I first covered Georgia Southern, it was all about that wing T triple option, and it seems like they got away from that a little bit when Coach Hatcher came in, and I'm a big Coach Hatcher fan, but he's all about throwing that football. But I feel like with Georgia Southern and Irk Russell, they had that triple option, just, you know, ground game so strong that you really can't get away from that. And I feel like Georgia Southern has really truly gone back to that, and that's made a big difference.
Certainly brought back the personality of the triple option, right? That's a fair assessment. We're not under center all the time. We'll show it once or twice a ball game with different looks, and a lot of times it's been a quick pitch to Kennedy around the corner, and then we threw the fake out of it, which was fantastic. But, yeah, definitely Bob DeBest has been a wonderful addition. Bob DeBest was the coach for Coach Willie Frentz out in Sam Houston State originally, and brought that, his style of the option, to Willie at Sam Houston State. He helped teach Doug Roos, who is Coach Fritz's offensive coordinator now. And then Bob went to New Mexico, University of New Mexico. During his tenure there, I don't know how many times, New Mexico was in the top five in the nation in rushing with the option. So we're very fortunate to have him back. I think Chad realized that's the offense that he wanted to install at Southern, and had to go find the best guy he could, and Bob DeBest is. So what a great coming full circle, and what a great man. By the way, we talk about these players. You, Carl, being a coach, you get it. You talk about the players on the side playing the ball game. You talk about the coaches, but you got to also talk about the person off the field. And I think you asked earlier what kind of the difference. I think that's part of it too. These are good kids, good coaches, good people off the field as well. And that to me, instilling this family brotherhood atmosphere is what we need. But to go back to your question on the option, yes, you have to be able to run the ball. You've seen a struggle sometimes this year in between the tackles. I'm hoping today that we'll be able to get that dive going a little bit more. We've had to rely on the edge a lot, right? And that's right. Good, because people are targeting on Shy Wirtz. We have a good host of running backs, but that's what the option will do for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Play up the middle, you got to read the end coming down, see where that linebacker's coming, is the tackle slanting down, everything, and then decide whether to hand it off, keep it, pitch it, or if the strong safety keeps coming up too much, you wait, you lull them in, then you burn them up the seam with a pass. And that's what I like about it so much. The difference back in the early 80s and now is it seems like these defensive players are faster than they've ever been. I remember Clemson game this year. You got a 6'6" guy, defensive end, who's running down Shy Wirtz from behind. That just shows the speed of these defensive players now.
Yeah, they're much bigger, faster, and stronger. Okay, Terry, we got about a minute to go. You got New Mexico State tonight. Not looking down for next week against Appalachian State. What do you think about tonight? Give us your input.
I'm hoping that last week's struggle and really hard-fought ball game against Texas State on Thursday night will have these guys prepared to play even more so today. We're still licking our wounds, I think, a little bit from that game, but we learned an awful lot. Texas State's defense, I thought, did a fantastic job on Thursday night against us and really, really shut us down. And we had to earn everything we got. And we're able to get out of there with a victory. And if you remember last time we went to Texas State, we got out of there with a victory because Matt Dobson returned a 100-yard interception for a touchdown.
Right.
And that's what saved the ball game there. So coming over traveling west has not been easy for Georgia Southern, and here we're even further now in El Paso. And it's been a long trip, 2 hour difference. It's tough. We can't look forward to Appalachian State. And again, I think that's what Coach Lunsford's done a really good job at, and we hope that pays true again today, is it's focusing on one game at a time. So New Mexico State is no longer in the conference, but it's the familiar foe. I don't know how many people they'll have at the stadium at the game today. They're having a rough year themselves, but it's a beautiful place to visit. It's a great place to play football, and looking forward to it. We're staying in El Paso. We got to practice yesterday on the campus of University of Texas, El Paso, UTEP, the Sun Bowl, legendary facility, which was pretty interesting. And then, like you said, Thursday night, we come back home and we play App State at Allen E. Paulson Stadium on Thursday night on national television. And that's a huge rival. But App State has to get through ULL today, and we have to get through New Mexico State today. And that ball game Thursday night could decide the east side of the division for the conference.
Right.
And I hope we come out on top. But it's not going to be easy, mind you. Today won't be easy, and Thursday night certainly will not be easy. App State is a very good football team.
Well, Terry, we thank you for taking the time coming on. Once again, good luck out there in New Mexico State. And tell the big guy, we miss him here in Savannah.
I love the big guy. He was with me last night. We try to explore all parts of El Paso when we come out here. And I can't think of a better tour guide than Frank Sikowski. It's been interesting.
All right, Terry, have a good one.
I really appreciate you guys a lot. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for covering Georgia Southern, and thanks for continuing to cover high school football. Like I said, it's a lost art and a lost passion in radio. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Take care and go.
Hey, Terry, one more time.
Just one more time.
Thanks. I needed to hear that. Have a good one. Terry Harvin. I mean,
amazing.
The man loves Georgia Southern. He went there. He bleeds blue and white, and he's Georgia Southern. And what a great input of what's going on in that program.
Yeah, and you know what? The people that cover Georgia Southern and that are surrounded by Georgia Southern truly are passionate about it, and you can hear it in their voice. You know, like I said, maybe we need to bring Dal Kennedy on to do a little
app. You know what?
Preview.
You got the connections, buddy. Bring him on.
All right.
You got a Jersey boy today. Well, let's get Dal Kennedy back, okay? A former WTOC
Love
worker.
Him. Yeah, he's amazing.
So, next up, we'll get out here, three out the door with the coach, Kellen Mell. That's right. Markell's finally going to get a chance to come on the radio. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Coach Makos at Breakfast at Rocky's, New York Deli and Italian Catering at 7630 Skidaway Road. It's all on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
We'll be right back after this.
To the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to Breakfast at Rocky's. That's right, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering at 7630 Skidaway Road, right here in Savannah, Georgia. It's been the Coach and Makos, the Kel, and of course our good friend Mark Cameron from Georgia Cane Changes, hanging out here all morning. They got to eat breakfast. Melissa and I are still waiting. But we got to get three out the door. I can't believe the show's, like I say every week, it just flies right by.
You know, I do like being in the studio, Carl, but being out in the community is just so much fun for me.
That's because you're a sports reporter. You love being in the community.
I know. And I think it's amazing seeing all these people come into Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. You got to get out here. 73.
You got it. You hit it. You got
7360 or 7630. I'm dyslexic. So 7630 Skidaway Road. You can't miss it. You can't miss our big tent. And just come out and eat some food. Eat all the good things.
Yeah, pastrami, roast beef, you name it, he's got it. You know, a little chicken cutlet parmesan. Okay. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get three out of the door. We've been cutting this man out the whole show because we were behind schedule. Joining us now for the coach with the Kellen Mell. Three out the door, Markell Blunt. Markell, you having a good time?
Always, my friend, always. Especially I get a chance to hang out with Mark Cameron over at Game Changers. We have a lot to talk about. He's a good man.
Good man, good man. And, another Jersey product. So you and these Jersey people, buddy. Yeah, you gravitate to them.
A lot of my teammates were from Jersey, too,
okay.
Man. I got nothing but love for my tri-state peeps.
All right, three out the door quickly. Okay, NBA started. What does the NBA bring to the table for you?
Oh, man. I'll be honest. I'm not a huge NBA guy.
That's a lie. He made me turn it on last night.
Well, the Celtics are promising this year, so I was watching the Celtics play Toronto. But overall, it's hard for me to watch until it's like the halfway through the fourth quarter.
I agree with you.
I just, none of it really matters unless it's close until that point. Obviously, the playoffs are great, you know, when the Celtics are in the playoffs, in my case. But obviously, the you know, we cheer for Atlanta now that we're down here in Georgia, that we're part of the South. But overall, you know, it just that's when it's most exciting for me. And, you know, that's, I guess, what it brings to the table.
Okay, Melissa, now I'm going to go to you.
Sure.
So he just told you what they brought to the table. Does the NBA regular season really matter? The regular season, does it really matter?
Not from a fan's perspective. I guess if you're an everyday fan, then yes. But I know for me, no, because it's all about the playoffs. And, you know, truly, that's when things really start to kick it into high gear. It's like baseball. I love baseball. But, you know, there's some point where
it's
a lot of games and a lot of nights of the week that they're playing. And so it is a lot of fun to go. And so, but I do love NBA playoffs. And, you know, it's funny because just a quick little story.
So you're saying the regular season doesn't matter?
No.
So
it does, but it doesn't.
To me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wait for the playoffs.
I like the playoffs, too.
The best, one of the best rivalries in sports. And Markel, it's the Celtics and the Knicks. When the Knicks were good.
Oh, the New York Knickerbockers.
Willis Reed, Dave DeBuscher, Walt Frazier going against John Havlicek, Dave Cowens, Tommy Hinson was the basketball coach. Red Auerbach's way before me, so I'm not that old yet. So, but, you know, it's just great storied franchise basketball right there. Okay, guys, last question. We only got about a minute here. We got to make this quick. So you guys leave me next week.
Yes.
What's going to be like at Boston College next Friday night when you're taking on the U?
The U. Okay, first of all, that turnover chain is going to not come out because I'm Boston College is going to bring it. It's a Friday night game. It's the red bandana game with Wells Crowther. So I'm super excited. Markel just told me that it's the red bandana game. So I'm super excited. I'm super excited to see. We're going to get some new ones. I'm excited to see some of our local kids, Colin Lichtenberg from Country Day and
DJ Dallas from Glen Academy, the Red Terrors.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm excited about Friday night.
And she's going to hook us up with some interviews. Quick. Yeah,
it's like Friday
20
night
seconds.
Lights, man. It's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of my old teammates, a lot of folks who come to this game. You know, they are going to bring it. Miami's good this year, but BC's been they've been playing well, a little bit more consistent, and you know, we're really excited to kick it off Friday.
I know you guys leave me hanging. I'm going to miss you. So make sure Friday night when you're on national TV, you say, "Coach, we miss you."
Definitely will.
All right, Melissa, 2 hours is up. I can't give you any more. Who are we going to thank again?
We're going to just thank Cody Queen, Chatham Orthopedic Associates, and all of our sponsors: Game Changers, Cora,
Thompson Sporting Goods, you name it, Calvary Day School, Dr. Bart Weatherington. Just remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillhead, you can listen to your sources for Savannah area sports. It's the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. So enjoy the rest of the weekend. Until next Saturday, maybe best week ever. And Melissa,
always hit it out of the park.
Have a good weekend.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.